Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
On November 1st, 2014, on All Saints' Day, Brittany Maynard died. Now, much has been said, much has been written about her story, but in case you haven't followed the news about it, Brittany had a terminal form of brain cancer. And rather than die in suffering, she elected to take a concoction of medication which would prove to be lethal and to take her own life. Now, I have no desire this morning to speak ill of Brittany or to proclaim judgment upon her. Her fate is in God's hands and not ours, and truthfully, we don't get a vote in that. But I do want to take a moment this morning and reflect a little bit on the conversation that she began. Because there are so many online and in the news talking about her courage and her bravery in choosing to die. So many saying that because somehow she died on her own terms, that she came out ahead of her illness. Death with dignity, they proclaim, as though such a thing exists. But the truth is this. In the end, the illness won. In the end, regardless of the final cause, her mortal body failed. She left this plane, and creation was poorer for her absence. In the end, Brittany died. And there's no other word that will suffice for that. We spend so much time and energy in our culture trying to make death safe, trying to make death normal, trying to make death natural. We invent movies with safe sorts of death in them. We tell stories of ghosts and horrifying things in an effort to somehow tame and control what is ultimately beyond us. We have done our level best to make death natural. And you know, the challenge of that is that we know deep down that it's not true. And you don't have to look any further for that than to go to a funeral visitation. When I was a parish pastor in Georgia, I would sit down with families ahead of the visitation. And the custom in Georgia is that visitations are held from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. It doesn't actually matter when the family schedules them. People are going to show up from 6 to 8 o'clock. That is the custom, and it does not change. And so we would sit down, and we would discuss beforehand that people are going to come through the line, and they're going to talk to you, and they're going to say some incredibly stupid things. They're going to come up to you, and they're going to say things like, well, I guess this was just meant to be, or God needed another angel in his choir. Don't even get me started on that. Or that this is just God's will. There's no comfort in those phrases. There's no calm, there's no peace, because we recognize very instinctively that something about them is fundamentally flawed, that this is not how it is supposed to be, that death may be inevitable. Short of Christ returning, we will all die, but death is not natural. Death is not normal. Death is an intruder. Death is a violation of creation. Death does not belong here. This is not the way it was made to be. This is not the way it was supposed to be. Death is not natural. But we live in a world where death has made itself at home. We live with the reality that we will all die. We live with the reality of death all around us. No matter how hard we try to sanitize it, to separate ourselves from it, to tame it, we know deep down that it doesn't belong. We see it in the sense of wrongness you feel being in the hospital room as the machines are one by one silenced. And as the doctors and nurses shed tears right alongside you, there is a fundamental sense that something sacred has been destroyed, that something has been violated. We see it in the feelings we have at the funeral of a complete stranger, when you're called upon to bear witness to the faith that you hear, and yet you don't know them personally, but you know fundamentally that something here is wrong. We see it in the funeral of a loved one that runs deeper than mere grief. We know that sense of grief, that sense of knowing that there's an absence that will never be filled. That sense of looking at each door and each corner and expecting your loved one to at any moment step around and proclaim that all this is some terrible cosmic joke. We know grief. But there's something that runs deeper than that. The scripture refers to death in 1 Corinthians as the last enemy. How could we as Christians ever begin to view death as natural, as normal? That's why I'm thankful, perhaps especially this morning, for 1 Thessalonians. I'm thankful that God says what he does, that he does not say to his people, hey, look, don't worry about death. It's not a big deal. Don't stress it. Don't be upset by it. Don't be bothered. Don't grieve. God doesn't say that to us. God says to us, do not grieve without hope. Do not grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Because death is foreign and terrible and as brutal as it is not the end. Is not the end of the story. The reality is the day will come when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel and the sound of a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise. We will die, but we will be raised as well. Therefore, encourage one another with these words, parakaleo, call out side by side, one to another, remind each other that this is what is good, this is what is true, this is what is real, because it is so easy to forget. It is so easy to begin to believe that the ways of this world are what is really natural and true. And that's why we gather here in this place. That's why we come together as a community day after day and week after week and month after month and indeed year after year. We come to this place because we live in a world inhabited by death. We live in a world that would tell us that death is normal and natural and that there is dignity here, and because we belong to eternal life. Because we will be raised. And because we need to be reminded of that. So this day especially, we gather at this table, us who are destined to die, who will in time taste death. There's no avoiding that. And we come to taste death. But no longer this day our death. Instead, Christ's body broken for us. Christ's blood poured out for us. Christ's death died for us. And Christ's life given to us. We will die. But today we gather and we taste life. Come to the table. Take the body. Eat Christ's body broken. Drink his blood poured out for you. Come and taste everlasting life. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, hold our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.